Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting. This is where myself and my co-host pick a random podcast. We go listen to it and see how long we can hang on. So with that, Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 4.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 294.
All right. And as what that is, those are categories and numbers of podcasts in iTunes. And while I go dig that out, you can listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And what we've come up with, number four is the education category. Show number 294 is the undifferentiated medical student. You can find that at undifferentiatedmedicalstudent.com. The undifferentiated medical student, better known as TUMS, podcast is about helping medical students to choose a medical specialty and plan a career in medicine. The list of career options available to medical students is large, but the time to explore them is short. Moreover, mentorship in medical school is lacking, and many medical students tackle the task of career planning alone, most struggling and almost all clutching to the hope that third-year medical students, that third-year clinical rotations will definitely resolve their remaining uncertainties about how they want to specialize. However, having been distracted by the relentless pace of their preclinical, curricula and specter of step one, third-year medical students are eventually confronted with the reality that there are simply too many specialties to explore in 1 year, and they may not even get to finish their clinical rotations before important decisions about their careers need to be made. For example, the planning of acting internships, if they're to be competitive applicants. Thus, mentorless and clinically unexposed, many medical students are forced to make, and we ran out of room for their description, which apparently is War and Peace. So, I'm going to say right now, I am not the target audience for this, but their website looks really cool, well done, and we'll see what it sounds like. I'm going to almost guarantee that I'm going to get lost in jargon, but we'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. The episode is an hour and 49 minutes long. Got some cool electronic dance music to get it up and pumping here. And some talking should start about anytime now.
Welcome to the Undifferentiated Medical Student Podcast, your virtual mentor for choosing a medical specialty and planning a career in medicine. On this podcast, we probe practicing physicians with questions about their specialty, the decision algorithm that helped them determine the specialty was right for them, and then for advice about long-term career planning, irrespective of the field they went into. I am your host, Ian Drummond, fourth-year medical student currently grappling with the task of learning about all the specialties, making the personal choice of which one is best for me, and then attempting to develop a little bit of foresight about what I want my career to look like well beyond residency.
So I'm going to give him a break here. He doesn't have a whole lot of energy, but if he's a fourth-year medical student, he probably had about 2 hours sleep, but he just sounds like he just got up and I'm going to do this thing now. So, okay, here we go. But let's give him a little more here. I'm not ready to jump off completely yet.
Just a quick reminder that the show notes for this episode and all episodes can be found on our website at undifferentiatedmedicalstudent.com, where you can also sign up for the TUMS newsletter. If you would like to help support the podcast and you are a physician, consider volunteering for an interview about your specialty by visiting undifferentiatedmedicalstudent.com/suggestions.
Okay, nobody says backslash anymore. It's just slash, but who cares?
The specialty of today's show is urology, and the physician here to tell us about it is Dr. Ami Kilchevsky. Dr. Kilchevsky is a staff neurologist at Concord Hospital in Concord, New Hampshire. Dr. Kilchevsky completed his undergraduate degree at Middlebury College in 2005, completed his medical degree at George Washington University School of Medicine in 2009, completed a urology residency at Yale New Haven Hospital in 2014, and then completed a urological oncology fellowship at the National Institutes of Health in 2016, after which he joined the Concord Hospital Medical Group, where he remains today.
All right, I would ask, number one, is all this detail needed to introduce him? And number two, is there any way to make it sound like you're not reading it, even though I know and you know and I know and you know that you're reading it, but it's really making the intro kind of, I'm bored, and again, that's partly because I'm not a medical guy, but it just, you've gone from tired to boring.
Dr. Kilchevsky is currently the associate investigator of two clinical trials focusing on the treatment of prostate cancer and has already published a dozen peer-reviewed papers on similar subject matter in his young career. In addition to being a member of the American Urological Association, Dr. Kilchevsky is also a member of the Israeli Society of Sexual Medicine and has published several papers on erectile dysfunction following radical prostatectomy, as well as the clinical anatomy of the G-spot.
Hey, wait, hold on. What did he say? I think he has my attention now.
As well as the clinical anatomy of the G-spot. Clinically, Dr. Kilchevsky's areas of interest include minimally invasive surgery, image-guided therapies, and functional prostate imaging. Without further ado.
Okay, this is kind of like those people that go long story short. Do you realize when you go long story short, you're actually still making the long story longer? But I swear there's got to be something there you could cut. That was a long intro.
Dr. Ami Kilchevsky. Dr. Kilchevsky, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ian, for having me.
Awesome to have you here. So first and foremost, thank you for your time, for being here. And secondly, urology is just another one of those specialties that I really haven't had that much exposure to. I didn't have a dedicated clinical rotation to it during my third year, but I did reach out to a few physicians and ask them to shadow. So I have seen a little bit of it, but really it amounted to about a day in the OR, and that was it. Nothing in the clinic. So I am looking forward to picking your brain about what you do and the lifestyle surrounding it.
Okay, so here's something to think about. Okay, so you didn't get to study urology when you were in medical school. What is that? How does that benefit your audience? You could have cut that out. Granted, you're telling the doctor, hey, I'm really glad to talk to you. I've never talked about urology before. But the audience doesn't get anything from that. That could have been cut, in my opinion.
But first, I was hoping that you wouldn't mind helping me fill any gaps that I may have left in your bio, and then maybe
oh, good God, there can't be any gaps.
And walking us through your
decision. All right, that's it. I'm done. In the first place. And that's where I'm leaving. Oh, seriously, you've got this guy with this outrageous bio. Get him talking about urology, not more about, well, actually, I was born, you know, in 72. My favorite band is the Stones. I'm looking for a girl with a good sense of humor. And my mom's name is Irene. I mean, seriously, what? Get to the... Ugh. So, I like the production on this. The audio quality was good. But to me, again, I swear I'm going to name this show The Impatient Podcast Listener. Because you've got this expert. Let him start experting. Share his knowledge. Holy cow. And then, you know, maybe work in some of the bio. Well, since you were a such and such and blah, 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 oh, let me ask you this question. Instead of, adding a half hour bio at the beginning of this, I understand the guy's an expert. Of course he is. Why would you have him on your show if he wasn't? But for me, when he finally had a chance to start this interview off in the right direction and he goes back to the bio, I'm leaving. So with that, I'll hop off the ride. If you'd like more of a detailed, more constructive feedback, again, this is just an opinion off the top of my head, check me out over at Podcast Review Show. Or if you're looking to start a podcast, check me out over at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, and you can start your podcast in the right direction by going over to schoolofpodcasting.com/start. We'll see you again next week. Until then, this is Dave Jackson from theschoolofpodcasting.com telling you to enjoy the ride.